The software uses hash technology that reacts when it detects a digital fingerprint of an image or a video that law enforcement has classified as child sexual abuse material. And then by following the trail of that detected image, new material can be found and offenders can be prosecuted and children can be rescued.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP. And with me on the show today, I have my special guest, Anna. Anna, would you like to introduce yourself?
Thank you, and thank you for having me. Yeah, my name is Anna Borgström, and I'm the CEO of a company called NetClean. We develop technologies that protect IT environments against child sexual abuse material. And my background is within IT, telecom, and I studied the computer science and economics.
Okay, superb. So, I mean, tell me a little bit about NetClean. You mentioned it protects IT environments from child sexual abuse. So this is obviously a hugely important topic. Tell me a little bit about first about how you protect IT environments from child sexual abuse.
Yeah, so we do that basically by two products today. And one of them is called NetClean Proactive, and it detects known child sexual abuse material on work computers. The software uses hash technology that reacts when it detects a digital fingerprint of an image or a video that law enforcement has classified as child sexual abuse material. And then by following the trail of that detected image, new material can be found and offenders can be prosecuted and children can be rescued. But that, of course, requires that the companies have policies in place and that they do a police report once an alarm is happening in the system. And then we have our newest product, which is NetClean Protective, and that is used to protect mobile devices and prevent access to child sexual abuse material. We use a different kind of technology on that product, and we have a uniquely sourced, continually updated URL list from a number of trusted partners, NGOs, and law enforcement. And that URL list is used to block web pages in web traffic. It is deployed through mobile management device systems, and by blocking access, children suffer less as re-victimization is prevented. So that's mainly the purpose of our solutions.
Okay, superb. Talk to me a little bit about the hash technology you're talking about for anyone who is not familiar. Explain how that works.
Yeah, so when law enforcement is finding material in conjunction to their house warrants and their processes, they classify the material as child sexual abuse or as not child sexual abuse. And each image that is classified as child sexual abuse gets its own fingerprint or hash signature. And that hash signature is shared with us and also other companies that develop technologies to detect child sexual abuse material. So once an image is on a corporate computer, is matched against that hash signature, we detect it. So we cannot, by our detection tool, find newly produced or unknown material in the first instance. In the software, we use two different types of hash detection. We use both the robust hashing and the binary hashing, which enables us in some way also to find images that has been slightly remodeled, cropped, etc.
Or modified.
But that will sort of more modified exactly, and that but that will be in the second. First it's one-to-one matching, and then. Then we look in the folder if there are any images that has been modified with the other type of hash detection technology.
Okay. And who is your typical customer for this? Who within an organization do you deal with?
So we deal with, first of all, we are targeting organizations with more than 2,000 employees. We have approximately 60% of our customer base is public sector and 40% is public sector. The person that we are targeting within an organization is often CSO, Chief Security Officer. It could be within the sustainability. It could also be someone that is working with ESG agendas, where we kind of is targeting the S in the ESG with our software. So we have a variety of stakeholders within a company. It could be also compliance officers and those that are responsible for policy compliance, because our solution is basically a tool that makes sure that the code of conduct are fulfilled, and those IT policies.
Okay, it's got to help as well with risk mitigation, I got to think, because obviously there's huge potential brand risk issues for organizations if any abuse material is found on a computer.
Yeah, definitely, and we see that also. You know, the type of customers we have, they are more likely to work a lot with their brand and brand enforcement. What they are sort of filling the brand with, what kind of values they are filling the brand with. We can also see that they have a high standard of security measurements. They are very mature in security and also in sustainability. I would say that those are the three pillars that is important for our customers.
Okay. And if organizations do deploy your product, is there any kind of a reporting mechanism that they can deploy to say, we have certified that all our devices are certified by NetClean, for example, to be free of child abuse images?
We don't have a certification as such, but what we do have in the software is we have an alarm view that we have developed together with law enforcement. So it contains all information that law enforcement need in order to continue with the legal aspects of the finding. But we don't have a certification as such. No.
Okay, and talk to me a little bit about. I mean, there's two aspects to this, and we've talked a little bit about the protecting companies and their brand from the risk. But the other side of it is obviously far more important and far less talked about, I suspect, is the protection of kids. Can you talk a little bit about that and that side of this?
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, you're right. I think that is kind of a reason that overruns every other reason, is that the companies can basically rescue and safeguard children from child sexual abuse with help of law enforcement. So we have a lot of real cases, examples on how that is done, and I can talk to you about one of them.
Please.
It was an actual case from a global company that we have as a customer that uses the software to detect child sexual abuse material on work computers. So they were using the NetClean Proactive solution. And in 2020, the company security department in Sweden reviewed an alert that one of their employees had accessed child sexual abuse material using the company computer. Information about that incident was forwarded to police, who verified the content as illegal and initiated an investigation. The suspect was brought into custody and early on confessed to possession of child sexual abuse material. And during the house search, the police found several mobile phones, computers, and an external hard drive, which were confiscated and examined for further evidence. When all seized devices had been analyzed, the police had found more than 15,000 images and nearly 4,000 videos of child sexual abuse. And the suspect was found guilty in court and sentenced into 2 years of prison. And that is kind of that process is quite common when it comes to the detection of our solutions. And another case that has a similar process, but in that case, they also found that two children of the new material that the police confiscated was depicted in the new material that they had. So, in that case, that could they safeguarded two children from abuse, and they could also see that the man had shared images and videos to friends over Skype. And so the investigation grew, and finally, I think it was two men that was sent to jail and two children that was safeguarded. And that was out of just a couple of detections in the system.
Yeah, wow. Wow. I mean, this is kind of hard stuff to hear about and to listen to, I understand. Just thinking of that, but I mean, the upside is that kids are being safeguarded and perpetrators are being caught and put in prison.
Yeah. Yes.
How widespread is the deployment of your product, and how far do you want to take it? I mean, you said companies of 2,000 employees and above, but shouldn't this be on every computer?
Well, that's our vision, to have it installed on every computer, of course. We have mainly worked out of Sweden, so our customer base is mainly companies with headquarters in Sweden. But we have, Sweden is a small country with big companies with global presence. So we have over 1 million licenses deployed in 110 countries. But we want to take this as far as we can, and we are looking into taking a more global footprint with our solutions. We do that mainly by working together with other software platforms such as VMware Workspace ONE and Carbon Black, in where we are sort of integrating our technologies into the platforms. And that will make it easier for our customers to deploy, manage, and investigate our solutions.
Okay, superb. I know that organizations like Ariba, for example, have a way that if you're on the Ariba platform, you can look down through your supply base and ensure that there's no child labor involved in your suppliers. Is there any similar kind of aspect to NetClean, or any plans to go that route?
Definitely. I think that is a really good way for us to go, because, I mean, if you have companies like the big multinational companies we have as customers, they want to make sure that their supply chain is clean. So definitely we have that in our horizon.
Okay. So if I am an organization who has listened to this podcast and I'm interested in a NetClean solution for my organization, what would be my next step?
Well, you can contact NetClean through our website, netclean.com, or you can find me on social media, Anna Borgström, on LinkedIn and Twitter, and I will make sure that you get directed to the right person internally.
Superb. And you mentioned at the start that the hash technology works through images, known images that come from law enforcement. So you work very closely with law enforcement, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We work closely with law enforcement around the world, I would say.
And is that like Interpol, or which organizations, and how does that relationship work?
Well, we work with Interpol and Europol, and we also work with the Swedish police, of course, and a lot of others also. It is the collaboration works they help us, or they help our customers investigate the findings in our solutions, and we get the hash values from them in order to be able to detect more images. So that's how it works. It's a give and take relationship, but we have a common goal, and that is to make sure that no children are abused.
Okay, superb, superb. Okay, Anna, I think we're coming to the end of the podcast at this point. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you wish I had? Any topics we've not brought up that you think it's important for people to be aware of?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the whole COVID-19 situation is really something that is driving this problem. We have people working from home where we can see that you tend to commit crime in a higher rate if you are not in the physical workplace, and that goes also with our sort of problem. We know that most findings in our solution happens, or most detection in our solution happens when people are working remotely and not on the physical workplace. I would also like to say that even this, it's 1 in 500 computers are used to detect child sexual abuse material in a corporate environment. So it's not that uncommon. So if you are a company with a couple of thousand employees, you more likely have one or two people that are consuming child sexual abuse with the company computer. And I would like to say that I think it depends on that you feel that the company computer is somewhat private to you, because it's not something that is shared with other family members. And especially now working from home, you have your own space and you have your own computer where you can access this material. And also with school closed, a lot of kids are online now more than ever. And that is also, it's an increased risk for children at the time.
Wow. Well, but the prevalence is approximately one computer in 500.
We did a study actually on our installed base or part of our installed base, and we found that 1 in 500 computer had retrieved alarms.
Wow.
So that's you can find that statistics in the NetClean report from 2018 if you want to read more about it.
Okay. Can you send me the link to that and I'll include it in the show notes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Superb. Okay, Anna, that's great. If people want to know more about yourself or about NetClean or any of the topics we've discussed, where would you have me direct them?
You can direct them to netclean.com, of course, which is our site, and also NetClean on LinkedIn and Twitter, Facebook. We are everywhere. And myself on LinkedIn, Anna Borgström at LinkedIn.
Brilliant. Okay, Anna, that's been great. Thanks a million for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.